truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. There's a new cab option available to Kenworth T610 buyers in 2019, an aero roof sleeper. Confirmed by Packar Australia, the new 600mm aero roof sleeper cab joins the existing day cab, 760mm midroof and 860mm sleeper cab options. Packar telling us the new offering was designed specifically for the Aussie market and is the most compact sleeper in the T610 range, with the 600mm offering an outstanding driver experience and superior in-cabin comfort. Brad May, Packar Australia's Director of Sales and Marketing, telling us the new cab option is sure to be a hit for operators across line, haul, tipper and tanker vocations. Daimler Trucks North America and Penske Truck Leasing have been working together to develop electric-powered trucks, and the collaboration has culminated in the truck leasing giants taking delivery of their first electric truck, which will soon be rented out to key clients in California. In total, at least in this early phase of the project, 10 new electric-powered Freightliner trucks will be added to the Penske fleet. Penske Truck Leasing will rent the 9 medium-duty trucks along with the heavy-duty Freightliner Cascadia to customers for the next 2 years. The partners want to see how the battery packs and electric motor perform in real-world conditions, with the knowledge gained helping DTNA develop new second-generation electric trucks. The project was funded in part by a grant from an air quality working group and aims to help reduce emissions from transport operators across Los Angeles ports, with the trucks to be made available to clients who operate specifically in those areas. And the truck has an impressive recharge capability, 80% within an hour. It develops up to 480 horsepower and has a range of up to 320 Ks. Iveco has been at the forefront in the development of natural gas-powered engines for trucks and buses, and that investment now looks to be paying off. The tech recently helped Iveco win major environmental awards from both the truck and bus industry and set a new world record too. And while we're yet to see any real momentum away from diesel and towards CNG or LNG in Australia, in overseas markets, operators are starting to see the benefits. In Europe, more than 6,000 natural gas-powered Iveco buses are now in operation, while the Italian brand recently confirmed that it sold 50 new CNG-powered buses to an operator in Africa. Now comes confirmation that a major transport operation in Bulgaria is on board with the tech too, Pimpc Limited, confirming it will replace all 1,400 of its diesel-powered trucks with natural gas-powered units. It looks like the CNG-powered Iveco Stralis NP is their new truck of choice. The operation has just taken delivery of 50 of the trucks, each fitted with a 400-horsepower engine. Why are they making the switch? Pimpc say natural gas is the only sustainable choice available today for long-haul road transport. Fast food giants McDonald's are taking a closer look at their environmental impact with a view to significantly reducing their greenhouse gas emissions. As part of this push, the US burger chain in Spain has asked its transporter to provide them with a cleaner alternative to diesel. The answer, in this case at least, was to switch from diesel-powered trucks to natural gas-powered trucks. CNG and LNG is going to fuel a fleet of 14 new Scania trucks that are getting to work with Harvey Transport in Spain. The new Scania trucks, including 12 LNG-powered units and 2 CNG-powered prime movers, will deliver product to McDonald's restaurants across Spain from their distribution centres in Madrid and Barcelona. Scania telling us the trucks were designed to generate virtually zero air pollution and significantly reduce carbon emissions in cities. They're also much quieter than conventional trucks. Driving a truck for a living can be rewarding, but it can also take a toll on your health. A new study out of the US has found the most common injuries and ailments that plague truck drivers. The researchers from the University of Alabama determining nearly half of all musculoskeletal injuries reported by long-haul truck drivers are to their arms, backs, or necks. Nearly 1,300 drivers were surveyed at 32 truck stops across the US. The results showed 26.3% of the injuries reported by truck drivers were to their arms, 21% were to their neck or were back-related. The most common types of injuries were sprains and strains and fractures. Drivers most often were injured because of a fall or contact with an object or equipment. Of those injured, 53% required time away from work. The state of California in the US won't have any diesel-powered buses at work within a decade. Plagued by air pollution problems, California regulators have voted to take all diesel-powered buses off the state's roads by 2029. In their place will be zero emissions alternatives, fuel cell powered buses and fully electric buses. Nearly 40 million people live in California, with the move expected to be a significant boost for the nation's electric bus manufacturers. It could also have major flow-on effects for traditional manufacturers. The California Air Resources Board telling us the move will help reduce a large proportion of the emissions and smog-forming pollutants that contribute to the state's air quality problems. They say it will be the equivalent of taking 4 million cars off the roads.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.